Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Ours to Protect. Air travel will become more expensive unless there is a massive scale-up in the production of sustainable aviation fuel, according to local Fine Gael MEP Colm Markey. He hosted the conference Fueling Change, Sustainable Aviation in Ireland and the EU, which took place at the City North Hotel in Gormanston last Friday. Airline executives, including Ryanair's Michael O'Leary, discussed the challenges and opportunities in the development and rollout of green aviation fuel in the years ahead. Colm Markey said we are nowhere near meeting EU targets aimed at cutting emissions in aviation.
Just to put a bit of context in this, we used 137 million tonnes of kerosene for aviation in Europe in 2019. When everyone talks to us about sustainability, the challenge that there is to replace that 147 million tonnes of kerosene is enormous. When you look at the policy context, the Refuel EU, emissions trading and putting a price on carbon are two things that will have to force people down the road. If you like if you look at the Refuel EU, there's a 5% mandate by 6% mandate by 2030. To include SAF, should I say. And by 2040, I think that goes to 34%. By 2050, that goes to 70%. So that demand is enormous.
Ryanair's Michael O'Leary said that Europe's policy towards SAFs needs to change.
The big challenge at the moment, though, is SAFs, the cost of SAFs is between 2 and 4 times the cost of jet kerosene. And unless Europe does something about expanding the supply or the production supply of SAFs, it's going to remain at 2 or 4, it might even be 5 or 6 times the cost of jet kerosene, and people will not pay, airlines can't afford those kind of costs, and consumers won't pay those kind of airfares.
Marie-Louise Kelly is chair of Aircraft Leasing Ireland. She believes the targets being set are unrealistic.
Some of the airlines have done huge work in trying to meet these mandates by 2030 that are there. But I think it's obvious to everybody that post-2030, this kind of forced stick approach that's being used with mandates and the acceleration of mandates post-2030, we don't have line of sight on where that SAF is going to come from.
The key point is that targets are one thing, but we're not the production just isn't there.
The production isn't there. And actually, if you want to meet those post-2030 targets, you need to be making decisions in the next 12 to 24 months on SAF production facilities because of the lead time for production post-2030.
Michael O'Leary says Europe is way behind the rest of the world in relation to its SAF policies.
In the States, they have the IRA, the Inflation Reduction Act, has provided massive financing for both the research and production of SAFs. It will subsidise the production of SAFs. US economy is moving way ahead of Europe, and Europe has done nothing. And until Europe begins to move on that, nothing is going to happen. So we can wring our hands here between now and 2030, but unless Europe gets its finger out, Europe is going to fall, will lag way behind the rest of the world in both production of SAFs. We will have to import SAFs at the rate things are going here by 2030. So the challenge of the question is not a question for the airlines, the question is for the legislators.
The Ryanair boss was clear on what he believes should be done to increase SAF production and use.
Firstly, I'd take our ETS taxes and I would start subsidising the airlines or the production and development of SAFs. There's 400 million a year. I would make a huge contribution. Ireland could be a leader in that, but unless we're going to aggressively fund the production and supply of SAFs. Ryanair's already, we're a co-partner with Trinity College Dublin on their Sustainable Aviation Research Centre, but it's being funded by the industry. Aer Lingus are putting money into production and our IAG production supply of SAFs. Our government and our Green Minister hasn't done anything, hasn't a clue what the hell's going on. He'd witter on about, well, we can do better, we should do better, we must do better. But when it actually comes to, well, what are you actually going to do, the answer is another cycle lane in Ranelagh.
While huge challenges remain, Colm Markey believes Ireland is perfectly positioned to be a world leader in aviation sustainability.
One, we have in Ireland some of the top executives and airlines in Europe. We have the top aircraft leasing companies, I think, pretty much in the world. And we have, if you like, a significant aircraft maintenance business as well. But alongside all that, we've very significant potential in offshore renewable energies in particular and renewable energies in general. So from an Irish perspective, we probably are uniquely positioned in terms of our footprint in the industry and our footprint in terms of renewable energies that we have the potential to actually do something about providing sustainable aviation fuel into the future.
And that's all from this week's episode of Irish to Protect. You can find out more information and take part in a survey with a chance to win a €250 gift voucher on lmfm.ie/IrishToProtect. Join us at the same time again next week.